It's Tuesday, the 21st of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. 9 people have now been confirmed dead while 15 others were injured after an Iveco bus collided head-on with a sand truck at Onimbwele village along the Ondangwa Omuthia Road yesterday evening. The injured are being treated at Onanjokwe State Hospital. We spoke to the Namibian Police spokesperson Deputy Commissioner Kaona Shikwambi, who confirmed that investigations into the cause of the accident are ongoing.
The investigation into this case is ongoing because the case of culpable homicide is open because one driver is a surviving driver, so investigation will be pursued. The next of kin of the deceased are not all of them has been updated, and as such, the names of the deceased can only be shared later once the next of kin has been informed. In the interim, we extend or express also our sincere sympathies and condolences to the affected family. This is really heartbreaking, and I would also want to say it is unacceptable that we continue to lose lives on our national roads. What we are saying is that for as long as we do not change our attitude on the road, moreover ensure that our vehicles are roadworthy, and that we abide to the stipulated rules and the regulations of the road, these numbers are possibly to continue to rise on a daily basis. And Namibians, we must understand that these are not just statistics, but these are lives lost, families shattered, and communities we are really in mourning.
Finance Minister Eric Ashafuda has tabled the midterm budget review in Parliament, outlining the country's current economic performance and adjustments to government spending. The review includes proposed amendments to the Appropriation Act of 2025 to reallocate funds and address the state's financial needs for the rest of the 2025-26 financial year. South Africa's suspended police minister Senzo Mchunu has denied any association with controversial businessman Vusimuzi Cat Matlala before Parliament's ad hoc committee. Mchunu told members of Parliament he has never met or spoken to Matlala.
I don't know Matlala. I am honestly saying to you, I have never met Matlala. I know Mkhotse and how he's not my associate. They then took the initiative to inquire, and they got this affidavit. And this affidavit, when I read it, it reflects that I have never met a person.
Then at least 7 people have been killed and several others injured in clashes between the M23 rebels and a pro-government militia in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
The fighting broke out in the rebel-held village of Nyabiondo in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. According to locals, there was a Lendo militia allied to the Congolese government attempted to recapture the village from the M23 rebels, sparking the clashes. A bomb fired by one of the warring factions killed 7 civilians, including 4 children. Fighting has gone on in eastern DRC despite diplomatic efforts by the US and Qatar to restore peace in the conflict-torn region. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has begun his 5-year prison sentence. He was convicted for criminal conspiracy in connection with receiving campaign funds from late Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi.
More than 100 supporters cheered the former president as he left his Paris home en route to the prison. Whilst in transit, he took to social media, saying that truth will prevail, adding that the price will have been crushing. Nicolas Sarkozy was sentenced for taking millions of euros from the then Libyan leader to help him during his 2007 presidential campaign. Sarkozy maintains his innocence, describing the verdict against him as a scandalous injustice that he will appeal. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.